This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. There's an oil, the anointing of the Lord, coming upon us, you and me, today. Anointing in the presence of the Lord. There's an oil flowing in this place.
So today, let the oil of the Holy Spirit, let it flow over your head, into your heart, into your hands, so that as you release the glory of God and pray for people, they are covered with the oil of the Holy Spirit. Let the love of God begin to lubricate your heart. Let the oil of God begin to saturate you now in the name of Jesus. For today, God has something for you. Today, God wants to cover you. Today, God wants to fill you. Today, Jesus wants to do a miracle in your life.
We need miracles, or at least one a day. Miracles that come from the throne of God. Miracles that change the hearts of men, women, and children. Miracles that heal the bodies of sickness. Miracles that bring people to confession, that confess their sins, and they are free by the power of the blood. We need miracles every day, today, tomorrow, next week, next month, every day. Miracles, the miracle of the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, the miracle of the presence of the Father, the miracle, the presence of the Holy Ghost. How we need miracles. And you know what? Jesus said it. You shall do greater things than I, because I go to the Father. Have you done greater things than the Lord Jesus Christ? I haven't. Not yet. Not yet. But he said it. On the night before he died, you, that's not only me, but you, shall do greater things than I. Why? Because I go to the Father. He is the great intercessor at the right hand of the Father, and he's interceding for you. His hands have your name on it. His hands are wounded, glorified hands. And your name has been written on those glorified, wounded hands. He presents you to the Father today. Oh, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. You don't have to have big problems. Turn it over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn it over. He is able to help you. Don't play with the problems that you have. Admit them and turn it over and ask God to give you the grace to heal and to fix them in the name of Jesus.
Focus your thoughts upon God's, because whatever we think about, it grows. When we think about the love of Jesus, his love grows within us. When we think about our problems, those problems will begin to grow, to multiply, and to manifest. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so he becomes. You know, God tells us in the book of Joshua how to be successful in life. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. If we are meditating and speaking the law, the word of God constantly, we will be prosperous and successful. Not only speaking the word of God, but meditating upon the verses of the Bible, thinking about the promises of God, letting the word of God seep into us. So we live by truth, not by sight. What do you mean? Like today, I've been fighting a cold. That's the truth. I've been a little sick, but that's my reality. But I live by the truth that by his stripes I am healed. That a promise from the cross is I walk in divine healing. So I begin to speak healing over myself. I begin to reject any sickness that wants to come upon me. Because the word of God says, on earth as it is in heaven. Father, how many people are sick in heaven today?
Zero. Zero people are sick. No people have problems. They're all having a good day.
So Isaiah 55:11 says the word of God does what it accomplishes. So as the word of God goes forth, it never returns void. So as I release that word of healing to you, to myself, that word of God goes into the spirit realm and it begins to manifest healing in my body, in your body. But are we speaking the word of God? Are we meditating on the word of God?
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. I'm rejoicing today. Oh, I've got problems. Me too. We've all got problems, I tell you. But are we rejoicing today in the midst of the problems? You see, we need to put the problems on the ground, write them out, and dance around them.
Oh!
Dance around them in the name of Jesus. Our problems have been fixed on the cross of Jesus. Do not think of problems today. Think of the solution. The solution is Jesus. The solution is his cross. The solution is his resurrection. The solution is the coming of the Holy Spirit.
Because when you're a man of God, you're a man of solutions. Everyone went to Jesus and he gave them solutions. Because before you even had a problem, Jesus already had the answer. And he's waiting for you to come to him. So many people are fighting their own battles. Today, why don't you say fiat and take your hand off of it? Because the battle belongs to the Lord. And whenever you give it to the Lord, he will give you victory. Most people spend their whole life worrying about nothing, about situations and scenarios that aren't even real, that we're making up in our mind, and we're actually allowing these situations to manifest because we are meditating upon it. When you trust in God, everything will work out. When you meditate upon the goodness of God, the goodness of God will begin to manifest. Our mind has very, very much power that we don't understand, as does our words. When we begin to meditate upon situations, we are actually creating them in the physical realm. So where are our thoughts today? Where are our words today? Where are the deepest beliefs of our heart's desires today? Because as a man thinks in his heart, so he becomes.
And as a man thinks in his heart, so I become. Why don't we start thinking great things? I am a child of the Most High God. The Holy Ghost floods me with his presence. I have been given power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Oh, I don't feel it. You've got it anyway. If you are a Christian, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth.
You know, the Lord is reminding me, there was a saint, and she saw Jesus in heaven. And what Jesus was doing, he was giving out crosses upon this earth, saying, these crosses are the greatest gifts that I can give you. When we receive our cross with love from Jesus, it bears so much fruit in our soul. But there's many souls that we fight our crosses. We fight them and we make our own crosses, because the will of God, it crosses the will of Anthony. So therefore, I'm fighting with God. But when we get to heaven, we're going to see our best days were not when everything was going perfectly. Those are the days that were good for us. But our best days is when we had adversity, when God's purifying fire was coming upon us. The days when we grow in the spirit, when we everything seems dark, but we allow Jesus to be our light. That we get to release faith because we're going through a tribulation. Jesus said in John 16, in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. See, Christ in you makes you an overcomer. Jesus is going to work out every problem if you allow him to do it. If you think in your life, every problem you've ever had, it's worked out on its own. But if you give those problems to Jesus and allow him to go before you and fight the battle for you, but the whole time you're telling Jesus, I love you in this position, I trust you in this situation, in this suffering, Lord, I unite it to the cross of Jesus Christ, and I offer it to you, Father, for the salvation of the world. And you tell the Lord you love him in this and you trust him in this. Eventually, Jesus, he's going to go before you and he's going to work out everything for the good. And that fire of the Holy Spirit is going to purify your soul, because the purifying fire is hard at times. And God is going to say, look at my child. He loved me. He trusted me through the adversity, through the cross. You see, God already has the end in mind, when it will stop, the solution in mind. But he's just looking to see if you will love him and trust him through the adversity. Jesus told me one day, Anthony, your life will change when you stop saying, Jesus, I want, I want, I want. And you begin to say, Lord Jesus, in you, I trust, I trust, I trust.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Anyone trusted in the Lord and been disappointed? No. Our biggest problem is that we don't trust. We don't trust. We don't trust. We have a Savior. Not only when I say, Jesus, become my Savior. We have a Savior that is our Savior every day, drawing us to himself and drawing us through the problems. I love that song. Through it all, through it all, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. Who are you trusting today? What are you trusting today? You have problems. I do too. We all have problems. Your mother has problems. Your father has problems. Your brothers and sisters have problems. I've got problems. But I'm going to tell you, my problems will not defeat me by the precious name of Jesus. Oh, there have been times I've come to this microphone with problems galore, but they were not going to stop me from proclaiming the power and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Never will my problems stop me. That's what the enemy wants to do. Stop you in your feet. Don't let them. Continue to praise God in the midst of your problems. Continue to look up to heaven and say, I have a heavenly Father. I have a Son of the Father who's my Savior, my everything, my Lord. I have Jesus, my peace. I've got the Holy Ghost, the one that drew the apostles to preach the gospel. He dwells in my heart. I've got the Holy Ghost. But does the Holy Ghost have you? That's the issue. That's the issue. Does the Holy Spirit have you?
He got you, Father. He got me at Holy Rosary. Because some trust in chariots, some trust in horses.
But we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Because the name of Jesus has all power, all authority. Every knee must bow to the name of Jesus. Jesus allows us to go through situations and circumstances so that we can grow in trust. I can have faith that Jesus is King. But if I don't trust in him, that faith is sterile. That faith will not produce any fruit. And it glorifies the Father that we bear fruit. Faith without trust is sterile. But as we have faith in Jesus Christ and we begin to trust in him, we will bear mighty, mighty fruit. Big, plump mangoes.
Hallelujah. Fruit. Fruit, fruit, that's what we need to produce. Fruit, not leaves. Fruit, fruit, fruit.
And we got to step out. Me and we were out to dinner last night, huh, Father?
We were.
And what did, before we left, what did you tell the waitress, Erin?
We told her that the Lord Jesus loved her. We told her that Jesus really loved her. And he sent us here not only to have steak, but to tell you he loves you.
And what kind of tip did you leave her?
I don't remember the tip. A big tip. We left her a big tip. I tell you, when we go places, we need to tell people you're loved by Jesus.
You can't tell them Jesus loves them and then rip them off.
That's it. That's it. Jesus Christ loves you. There's someone who snapped on the radio today for the first time. I want to tell you personally, Jesus Christ loves you.
And the Holy Spirit wants to communicate the heart of God through you. Jesus came to reveal the Father's heart. The Father is a giver. He so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. But for people to be saved, they need to know there's a Savior. For people to receive God's love, they need to know there's a lover of their soul. And we need to be bold, because that is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you are filled with boldness, and you are filled with joy, and you are filled with life. You're not filled with manners like that. Those will come. But what separates a Christian is you've transform from death to life. And that life of God is coursing through your body. The Holy Spirit's communicating through you. There was a young boy who was a busser. He's maybe only 15. And you know, the Holy Spirit told me and everyone there the same thing, that he needed the Lord Jesus Christ too. He needed the Lord Jesus. So before we left, I tracked him down. And I said, God has his hands on you. Jesus is real. He's alive. And he loves you. And he has plans for you. And you know what and I went back to the car. You know what the Holy Spirit said? He said, go get him a rosary and give him some cash and go give it to him and give him the message. Because words are powerful, but words with actions are more powerful. And we just give according to what we have is what the Bible says. But it's important not only to speak words, but to be a giver as the Father was a giver. Because everyone in the world can give words. But as the Lord instructs you to give, it is important because they can say, what is different about this person? He's full of love. He gave to me where no one else gives. The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is now. The kingdom of God wants to be released through you. What Father left out was we said, Erin, take Father's hand. Right now, God is going to encounter you. And Father prayed that the Holy Spirit would begin to overshadow you. Father came to Antico Forno for dinner Saturday night, and he was laying hands on all the customers. There was a healing service wherever Father goes, because where you go, you heal the sick, and you proclaim the kingdom of God is near. That's not our idea. That is what Jesus tells us to do in the Gospels. Not only Father because he has a collar on, but you because you've been vested with the power of the Holy Spirit.
You see, God wants to bless you as God brings you to bless people. Oh, I want to be a blessing to people, one at a time. And I'm not worried about me, what I need. No, 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 I have everything I need by the grace of God. I want to be a blessing to people, a blessing that brings people to the Lord Jesus Christ, that brings people to faith, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's what we do at In Season. We proclaim the word of God, and what happens? Faith comes. Faith comes to the people. Mountain faith to move the mountains of distress, the mountains of unforgiveness, the mountains of hell. Oh, yes, faith moves mountains. Mountains are moved by the Lord Jesus Christ as we trust him in faith.
And we are strong in our mind that Jesus promised the kingdom of God is here and now on earth as it is in heaven. So if it is not happening in heaven, I reject it upon this earth. If it is not happening in heaven, it has nothing to do with me, and I reject it. If sickness tries to come upon me, I use my faith to reject that sickness. If anxiety comes upon me, I reject it in the name of Jesus. I say that that has nothing to do with me on earth as it is in heaven. If it's not happening in heaven, I reject it upon this earth. And we just see what happens. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says a righteous man's prayers availeth much. But how are we righteous? We are only righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. Righteousness means right standing with the Father. And because Jesus on the cross shed his blood, we are made righteous through the death, burial, and resurrection of his only Son, Jesus Christ. And we are called to walk in that faith. We are called to walk in that love. We are called to walk in the light as God is in the light. We are called to reject every darkness. We are called to bring order into disorder, peace into chaos, light into darkness, love into despair. We are called to be men and women of solutions. Whoever came to Jesus, he gave them a solution. We are called to lay hands on the sick and tell people the kingdom of God is near. We are called to be filled with hope, filled with joy, filled with boldness, filled with the light of God. We are called to be givers, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. When people persecute us, we are called to love them, knowing that our war is not with people. Our war is with the devil. Our war is not with flesh and blood. Our war is with the devil. And when people come against us, it's because they are broken. They are being tormented by the enemy. And our war is not with them. The more someone persecutes me, the more someone comes against me, the more I am called to love them as a Christian.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My solution is Jesus Christ. Every problem I have, my solution is Jesus Christ. And sometimes these problems are like the Red Sea. They need to be opened up. And you open up the Red Sea by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have I been by the Red Sea and been afraid? Oh, yes. Afraid that the Red Sea wasn't going to open. But you know what? I opened the scriptures to that very passage where the Red Sea opened up and the Jewish people got through. The children of God got through. You're going to get through today because Jesus is in you. You're going to get through today because you are loved with an everlasting love. You're going to get through today because Christ Jesus has his hand upon your head. You're not alone. He is with you. You're not alone. He is in you. You're not alone. He is for you. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, loves you. Loves you and loves you, Samoa. Tell Jesus, I love you, Christ Jesus. Amen.
We don't want 5-10 minutes to go without telling the Lord Jesus we loved him. I was reading the Hours of the Passion today, and what really grasped me, that when Jesus was upon the cross, he wasn't thinking of the pain, he wasn't thinking of the sacrifices. What he was thinking about was all the people that would reject his salvation. Jesus was a living sacrifice. Never for one moment was he thinking about himself. He was thinking about you and his love for you. We are called to be a living sacrifice upon this earth, never meditating upon ourselves or our problems, but thinking about pouring ourselves out for love of Jesus to everyone we come across.
Now may the Lord bless you today and know he's with you, in you, and for you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.